Go to Psalms 27. Now, we're ready to act on this right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're going to act on this. And something's going to happen while you're acting on this. Your spirit is going to get supercharged. It's going to get quickened. Just watch and see. Your spirit is going to get life quickening. Because it's in the Word. Psalm 27, are you there? Before I read this, Joel 3:10 said, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Let the weak do what? Think about being strong. No, let the weak what? Joel 3:10. Have you got it? Put it up if you got it. Joel 3:10. Joel 3:10. I quoted it. What does it say? Let the weak do what?
Say,
I am strong. What if you were really, really weak? What if you're really, really lost? Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead and say with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord. And I'm saying, what if you're really, really weak? Say it out loud. I am strong. Now, when you're saying that, you're not just saying your words, you're saying His words.
Amen.
Is there life in these words?
Yes.
What if you said it in faith?
Yes.
Could strength be manifested in you?
Yes.
Oh, this is one of the most exciting things I've participated in the healing ministry. I've seen people completely bedfast, could barely whisper, you had to put your ear right over their mouth to even hear what they're saying. And after 30 minutes of doing what you and I are about to do, they were standing by the bed talking so loud you could hear them two houses down. I'm not talking about hearsay. I was there. I saw it. Last stages of cancer. And then after that, got better and better and gained weight and back in the ministry. Glory to God. And what we did is what we're going to do right now. Same thing. Same thing. So don't quit now. Don't leave now. Psalm 20. What did I say? That's too far in. Go to 18. Don't want you to miss this one. Let the weak do what? Let them say, I am strong. Why would you say it? Why would you say it? The strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily pain or trouble. Why would you say it? While you're saying it, you're hearing it. It's feeding your spirit. It's nourishing up. While you're saying it, you believe it. You're exercising your spirit. You're feeding your spirit. You're exercising your spirit. What's that supposed to do to you? What will it do to you? It will strengthen you. Not theory. It will strengthen you. Psalm 18, are you there?
Yes.
We're going to act on these. We're going to say them out loud. Psalm 18 and 32. What does it say? It is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. Now, friend, I'm going to lead you in this. We're going to say it, but we're not just saying it to hear the sound bounce off of our ears. We're using our spirit. We're using our faith. This will not be a time to quit and look around and not be a participator. God's doing this for a specific effect. Say it out loud. It is God, who girds me with strength. He girds me with strength. Listen to the English version. It says, He is the God who makes me strong, who makes my pathway safe. The Living Bible said, He fills me with strength and protects me wherever I go. Say it out loud. He fills me with strength. Close your eyes. Say it out loud. He fills me with strength. 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 He is the God who makes me strong. He's the God who makes me strong. Do you hear this at the grocery store and the restaurant and working by people? What do you hear? Man, I feel weak today. I don't know what it is, but I've just been feeling draggy. And so people think nothing about that. You hear it everywhere. Why would the enemy be bringing these thoughts to people continuously? So they'll say it. And so what? We're just so weak. See, people don't think anything about it, but if you stand up and say, I'm strong in the Lord, they'll go, whoa, what'd you say that for? Well, why'd you say, I'm so weak I can't hardly walk today? Why'd you say that? So people think, well, that's normal. If you want to be weak,
yes.
If you want something different, you got to say something different. Life and death's in the power of the tongue. Isn't it?
Yes.
Say it out loud. He makes me strong.
He fills me with strength.
He girds me with strength. Glory to God. Go to Psalm 27. Write these down. Write these down so you can use them for yourself or somebody else. Psalm 27 and 1. 27 and 1. Oh, what a good one. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom and what shall I be afraid of? What's the understood answer to that?
Nothing.
Why? What's the next part say? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom, of what will I be afraid? Nothing. Because He is the strength of my life. Say it out loud.
The Lord
is the strength of my life.
Now
close your eyes. Say it out loud with me. The Lord is the strength of my life. Say it again. The Lord is the strength of my life. 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 He's the strength of my life. What if you said that night and day? No matter what you feel, let the weak say,
I am strong.
What do the weak normally say?
I'm weak.
I'm weak. I'm hurting. I feel bad. I don't know what's wrong. I just don't feel like doing it. I just feel so weak. The Bible tells the weak to say something else. The Bible tells you and me, if we feel weak or look weak or are weak in the natural, to say, I am strong. Now that's a very different thing from begging God to strengthen you. He never told you to beg Him to strengthen you. He told you to say something. He told you to say that you are strong. Are we quoting scriptures right here?
Yes.
Reading right out of the Bible.
Yes.
How could that be bad? The Lord is the strength of my life. He's the strength of my life. He's the strength of my spirit.
Yes.
He's the strength of my mind.
Yes.
He's the strength of my heart and my lungs and my blood, yes, my kidneys. He's the strength of my immune system. He's the strength of my emotions.
Yes.
Never again say you're weak in any area of your life. The weaker you feel, the more you say, I'm strong. I'm strong in the Lord. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my... You have to keep saying it. You say it two or three times and your head will say, we've said it, okay? We've said it. Go on to something new. Say, shut up. Shut up. I'm not saying this for the benefit of my head. I don't believe God with my head. It's not knowledge that gets you through bodily pain and trouble. Did you hear that? It is not knowledge. It's a strong spirit. Faith is of the heart. And you say, how would you know it's working in you? Oh, you won't have to ask. If you have to ask somebody, you need to close your eyes and keep saying it. When it starts working in you, when the word of God's quick, it's alive, it's powerful. When it starts working in you, you know it. You know it. Immediately, you begin to feel stronger. Now, before I go further, and I know I'm taking extra time, but I'm doing it on purpose. I'm on a mission here. So stay with me and then judge it all later. How can you tell if you're weak? Weak in your spirit. Your spirit is fearful. Anxious. You dread. Your spirit is depressed. Dragginess. When you're weak in your spirit, you don't want to do anything. You're lazy. You have no incentive. You have no excitement. Is this describing any conditions? You're weak. All you think about and talk about is what's wrong and what's bad. You talk about quitting. You think about giving up. There's no use in going on. That is all the fruit of a weak spirit. Let me tell you how you are when your spirit gets strong, though. When your spirit is strong, there's peace. Peace is evidence of a strong spirit. And joy. Joy, the Bible said, the joy of the Lord. So what about somebody that's really depressed? They're weak spiritually. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you're strong in your spirit, you have a freshness about you. You have a confidence about you. You're ready to take on a big job. You're ready to clean out the closet. You're ready to tackle the garage. And look behind the shelves where ain't nobody looking 2 years. And when you're weak, you look at it and go, oh, another day. When you're strong in your spirit, you're ready to tackle it and confident. And yes, we can. And yes, we will. There ain't no way. Ain't no need in fooling with that. Ain't no need bothering with that. What is that? Weak spirit. Weak spirit. Weak spirit sits in the tent and cries and goes, they're big, they're too big, and the wall is too tall, and there ain't no way, and there ain't no way. What does strong spirit say? Caleb and Joshua, come on. Yes, we can. Their defense has departed from them. God's with us. Come on, let's go get it. Strong spirit, weak spirit. It's obvious. You don't have to have a word of knowledge or have a vision. It's obvious when you're strong or when you're weak. What if you're so weak you just have no vision? See, that's why people get mad when somebody that's full of faith and vision comes along talking about, we're going to believe for jets and yachts and we're going to believe for big properties. And go, oh, makes people mad because it shows up how weak they are. And your vision is so out and your faith and strength is out beyond theirs. And they don't want to put forth any effort to get strong. And they just want to come up with a new doctrine and why it's not for everybody and it's not the will of God anyway. And that's why it is so popular, this no-fault religion. No matter what happens, it's not your fault. It's the mysterious, unknowable will of God. And all the weak ones said, that's right. not our fault. That's right. You just never know. I'm not through. Where are you? Glory to God. There's a bunch of these, but Psalm 29. Let me just give you two or three more here. Psalm 29 and 11. Psalm 29, 11. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. The Amplified says, the Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to His people. Say it out loud. He gives me unyielding strength. Impenetrable strength. He gives me unfailing strength. He makes me strong. He makes me strong. He gives me strength. Glory to God. Go to Psalm 71. Now the ideal situation on this is to do just what we're doing for an hour at least. Most people, it takes them that long to finally get their mind quiet and begin to say what they're saying with a little faith. And if you've never done it before, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, you can sit in your chair at home right by yourself and just sit there and go, I am strong in the Lord. I am strong. I am strong. He is the strength of my life. You can sit there and do that for 2 hours and then come tell me. Just like you can sit there and worry and fear for 2 hours and feel like you ain't got enough strength to get to the bed. You can lay there and praise Him and worship Him and say, you are my strength. Oh God, you are everlasting strength. You are the strength of my spirit and my mind and my life. You quicken me. You make me full of strength. You make me strong. I'm strong in you. I'm strong in you. You do that for an hour. Strength will literally come out of Him through your spirit into your body. Mr., are you saying it actually will affect my physical body? Yes. Yes. It will affect your organs, your bloodstream, your brain cells. Yes. According to how much faith you say it in. You could sit there and go, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, 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 strong. Yeah, yeah, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong. I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong. How many is that? How many is that? Well, it's going to take you an exceedingly long time to get any benefit out of that if you do. Because it's not just motor mouthing it. It's faith.
Yes.
Faith. That's when we say when you read your chapter, you don't just speed read it and scan it. What do? You sit down and you go, thank you, Lord, for this precious, holy word. It's life to me. It's health and medicine to all my flesh. Open it up to me. Help me to see it and how to put it into practice in Jesus' name. And then you read each word and you savor it. You're not in a hurry. You read it out loud. You show it respect. You expect something to happen when you read it. And according to what you put into it, that's what you'll get. Psalm 71, are you there? Psalm 71, I've got about two more of these. Can you take them? Psalm 71 and 16. Oh, I like this. Psalm 71:16 says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Say it out loud. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Now, friend, there will be multitudes of times when this is applicable. There will be time and time when the enemy will come and tell you, you can't go. You don't have the money. You don't have the resources. You don't have the opportunity. You can't go. What do you say? Come on.
I will go.
I will go in the strength of the Lord. There will be times when if it's up to you making it happen, it ain't happening. Because the strength is not in you. It's not in your mind. It's not in your body. It's not in your pocketbook. And the devil will tell you, and it will look like it, it will feel like it, that you can't go and you can't do it. And that's the time when from the inside of you, you say, I will go. I will go.
I will go.
I will go on. I will go through. I will go. How? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? In the strength of the Lord God. The greater one is inside me. He's bigger than anything against me. Say it out loud with me. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Say it again. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Yeah, but you can't go on. I will go. See, you're not saying this based on your muscles. You're not saying this based on what you feel. You're saying this based on the Word of God that's keeping the sun shining and the world turning. And if there's enough power in that Word to do that, it's enough power to put a spark back in your body. Come on now. It's enough power to quicken your legs and your arms. Jump start whatever needs to be jump started. There will be times when thoughts and feelings come and say, you can't go. You can't go. I've had it happen to me. You can't go on this meeting. You're in no shape to do this. You can't do this. You can't make that trip. You're not in shape spiritually. You're not in shape mentally, physically. You can't do it. You don't have the resources. I will go. So you go ahead and get ready to go anyway. Looks like there's no way, but you get ready to go. There's no money, but you plan to do it. Come on now. And you keep saying, we will do it. We will do it. We will do it. We will go. We will go. Yeah, but you're old. Yeah, but we'll go. In the strength of the Lord. Yeah, but you're broke. Yeah, but we'll go. We will go in the strength of the Lord. Yeah, but you're ignorant and uneducated. Yeah, but I will go and I'll make it in the strength of the Lord God. Say it one more time with me. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Psalm 84. There's so many of these, but I wanted you to have these in particular to stir yourself up on. Psalm 84 and 7. Psalm 84, 7. What does it say? They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before God. The English version says they grow stronger as they go. The living says they will grow constantly in strength. Said out loud, I go from strength to strength. I am going from strength to strength. Let's say it out loud together. Close your eyes. I'm going from strength to strength. Oh, it's working. I'm going from strength to strength. I'm going from strength to strength. The devil says, you're just getting weaker every day. You say, I'm going from strength to strength. 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 I'm growing stronger. I'm increasing in strength. Now you got to say that when you feel weak. Let the weak say that. Let the weak say, I'm getting stronger. I'm going from strength to strength. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. You especially need to say it when you feel weaker than you've ever felt. You say, I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. I'm going from strength to strength to strength to strength. I'm going from level to level of strength. I'm getting stronger. 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 Glory to God. New Testament. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. Do you have it marked?
Yes.
What does it say?
I can do all things
through Christ which strengthens me. There will be things that tell you you can't. That you've gone as far as you can go. And that may be true in your own strength. But you can do what seems impossible. You can go and do all things. Listen to the Amplified. Amplified. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. Say it out loud. I can do all things.
I can do anything
through Christ
who strengthens me.
Stand up on your feet, please. We're not through. Say it out loud. I can do
all things
through Christ
who strengthens me.
I can do
anything,
everything
through the Anointed One
who infuses me
with strength.
With strength.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Through Christ
who strengthens me.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Through Christ
who strengthens me. The devil will tell you, you can't talk to them about that. You can't. What would you say? What do you say?
I can't.
I can do it. Through, with some help. Through Christ, who strength. You can't stand up there in front of those people and talk. You can't talk to them about the Lord. You can't tell them about healing. What would you say?
I can do all things.
I can do it. I can do it. You can't go and tell them the truth and admit what you did. And only, you can't do that.
I can
do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do it. You can't go to your boss and talk about that. Yes, through Christ, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Hallelujah. And finally, you don't have to turn there. You know it. Ephesians 6:10. Anybody know it? What does it say? The King James, first of all. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Living says your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Close your eyes. Say it again. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Now we're going to say this several times, so say it with me out loud. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong. Say it again. I am strong. Say it again. I am strong. I'm 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 strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the power of His might. I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. I am strong. I am strong. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in His mighty power. I'm strong. I am 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 strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. I call my body strong. I call my kidneys strong. I call my lungs strong. I call my heart strong. I call my digestive system strong. I call my immune system strong. I call my blood strong, strong. I call my bones strong. I call my joints strong. Hallelujah.
This ministry has been brought to you today, free of charge, by the partners of More Life Ministries and Faith Life Church. If you would like to help send this word to others at no charge, you can become a word sender today. For more information, visit our website at morelifenow.org.